another Saturday night, and thank you for tuning in to True Sex Talk with Lady G Spot. I'm Lady G. I'm your host. So let's talk until we find your spot, shall we? Again, just a few ground rules. Remember, we are a PG-13 grown folk talk show, and your calls and emails are not only welcome but encouraged, because we're talking about sex. All kinds of sex, the good, bad, the nasty. Your questions and comments, your desires, those are our topics. So I encourage you to share your thoughts. Go to our chat room, email us at truesextalk, T-R-U-S-E-X-T-A-L-K @gmail.com, or listen in. If you have some comments or questions, please. Since you're listening, all you have to do is push one, and my producer will put you through, and we will discuss whatever you want to discuss. A little bit about me, for those of you that are new. I'm Lady G. I'm a published author, poet, and speaker. My first book is simply titled, The Art of Sucking, A Guide to Giving Great Head. Written for women who want to know how to please themselves by pleasing their man. Now, during the show, periodically, you'll hear me talk about my hoisms. Examples are hoity-toad, ho-story, hoity-tude, low-ho, high-ho, Hollywood-ho, play-a-ho, funky-ho, bo-ho, campus-ho, he-she-ho, baller-ho, super-ho, and there are so many more. Just remember the key thing, I'm the queen-ho. My philosophy is simple. Whether you do you, him, or her, do it well. Now, let's talk about some things that are on the other side of the track. Our last couple of shows, we've tried to give some tips to some of our gentlemen, letting them know what women like, what we enjoy, things that we're looking forward to. And tonight, ladies, we're going to talk about a few things that men like and what they respond to. And these are tips all the way around that you can make use of. We have some other things that we're going to discuss, too. And some of those things are what you don't like, what men don't like, what women don't like. And when you hear them, I think you'll fully understand. So, starting out, let's just talk about sex itself. You know, men are simple, right? No, not true. Now, the bedroom is one of the great places for male performance, all right? And what you see here, typically, you know, it's a role. It's not just the reality. So when you're trying to please your significant other, okay, don't lose sight of your man's true identity. Now, there are 10 simple facts that you may want to know. One is men respond to praise. Now, we should all know this already, but ladies, we tend to forget that it really is the simple things that help a man feel less stressed, less agitated, you know, less irritated, because we go through our own issues, but we tend to not stop and realize that here is your man who deals with his own stress, whether he's got a job, which we hope you all have jobs, or at least aspiring to have a job, you know, to try to build the income for the household. But this also includes men who don't have jobs, guys who are students, you know. And we forget that they deal with a lot of stress. Their stress is something that hits them totally different than the way it hits a woman. all right? Are the bills being paid? Is she taken care of? Is she happy? Is everything going all right? You know, what's going on with my brother? What's going on with Uncle Charlie? Is my mother all right? Are my sisters okay? You know, I've got cousins who've got drama. You know, keep in mind that these men are not only responsible for you and their children, but they're literally looked upon by all their family members and sometimes some of their friends to help them resolve issues. So, you know, a man needs to be able to relax. He needs to feel good. And he should be a king in his own castle. So men respond to praise. It's believed that men are so consumed by their libido that they don't have self-consciousness surrounding sex. But men are very different from women when it comes to compliments as catalysts for sexual confidence. The praise can be delivered before reaching the bedroom. You can give it a once-over and tell how great they look or how, you know, buff they are or, you know, dang, baby, did you lose some weight, you know. But once you've looked him over and you've told him how fine he is naked, along those lines, a man doesn't really worry about the size of his gut or how big his dick is. You know, their hair or lack thereof or other attributes. You know, so try to be extra affirming about those sensitivities, but keep in mind that once you're in the bed, he's not thinking about that. That's not what is on his mind. He is not going to not climax because he's thinking about his stomach. Not going to happen. He's not, that's nowhere in his mind. Whereas ladies, we all know, I mean, we can lay in bed and think about our cellulite on our big toe. And that's enough to stop us from going where we need to go. Another thing, men fear intimacy, but not for the reason that women think. There are several studies out there that have shown that boys as children and men are actually more affectionate, even more expressive than girls and women. But especially speaking of children, once they reach school age. Now, at that time, social repression begins, words, thoughts, feelings, you know, desires for human connection, all of that goes underground. So taboo is the desire for intimacy that its possibility is somewhat terrifying for men. Not because it's smothering, but because they realize how desperate they really are for it. You know, well, what's a woman to do? Well, first, understand that your guys are, you know, literally, I don't know, the best way to say it is before sex, you know, he craves that connection of you, that connection, that physical connection. It isn't just the sex, but it's, he needs to connect with you, and that is somewhat fulfilling, you know. I mean, think about it. They had to wait before they could make that connection, before the connection was right. And once it was, you know what? He can't get enough of you. So if he smacks your butt when he's walking by you or he, you know, kind of just brushes his hand past you, there's something more, you know. But at the same time, don't push. Don't try to pull it out of him. You know, understand that the connection is really with you. So back off a little bit and just let him give himself to you in his own time, because he will do it, and he will do it in a way that works for him, for his masculinity. But you also need to understand what that is. And something that we as women don't pay attention to is the reality is men appreciate sex for being just that, sex. And there's a difference with men between having sex and making love. There really is a difference. Now, some men will play like that's not the case, but the truth is, if you pay attention and you're intuitive and you're really watching exactly what your man goes through and does, whether he shows you he cares about you because he buys you nice things, or he pulls out your chair, or he opens the door, or he makes sure that you're comfortable, or when he stops to pick up something to eat or drink for himself, he asks you if you would like something. These are all endearments. And it's only a man that truly cares about someone will actually even do that, to call you, to even ask you. Now, keep in mind, too, that your man wants you to enjoy the raw sex just as much as he does. He doesn't want you to endure it. He doesn't want you to take it personally. You know, whether it's a five-minute quickie or it's a two-hour marathon, he wants you to be into it, because if you're into it, you're also into him. You know, it's really not so much about dominating the woman, but it's about ravishing her. So I don't know about anyone else, but I like being ravished. I want to be ravished often. So, and one of the other things is, men are not their penises. They have so many more erogenous zones. And ladies, if you haven't figured it out, you know, nibble on his earlobe. Stick your tongue in his ear gently. I mean, not like you're a Hoover vacuum, but gently, softly, not wet and sloppy, you know, and pay attention to your breathing while you're doing it. But it's sexy, it's seductive, and it can hit certain nerves. And those certain nerves can be, you know, that can be the Midas touch. Now, the other thing with that is it could be his chest. It could be his inner thigh. Might be his face. Could be his mustache. You know, it could very well be the fact that your man likes to have his nipples sucked or played with. You know, not rough, not hard, but, you know, not too soft and gentle either. You know, you're going to know, does he like it soft, and does he want it to be a soft glide, and, you know, or does he want to feel the indent of your fingertips in his flesh, okay? So think about some of the movements you make with him, and remember that he is not as delicate as you are, but he still doesn't want to be hurt either. Now, when you're looking at that, as far as your relationship goes, look at some of those key points that I just brought out and see how they feel. And remember that in all those things, men encourage fantasies. They want to share their fantasies, but they don't want you to worry. They don't want you to be ashamed or to shame them or to judge them. They just want, they want you to reveal some images yourself, okay? They want you to reveal maybe something that you'd like to do fantasy-wise. It doesn't even mean that it's anything that you will partake in, but it's the story while he is with you, while he's into you, while he's inside of you. And it's the story that you're telling while you're talking to him. Just the fact that you're talking, number one, is a huge turn on. Because remember, you're painting the picture with the words, but he's feeling the paint every time he touches your body. So he's the one painting the picture, but he's painting the picture with you. The touching, the feeling, you're both engulfed in the actual storyline. And ladies, I can tell you, you will get fully excited because you will hear his breathing. You know, when a man growls, you know you're taking him there. When you hear that, he's there. Am I right, James?
You are right.
I mean, when he growls, you know. It's like he hits your spot and you do a little yelp where you're like, ah! Okay, he growls and says, ah! You know, spot has been touched. You know, and the fantasy is so important. You know, if you're comfortable and you want to play act, you want to play it out, then definitely do it. If you're not comfortable with that, like I said, ladies, tell the story. Because while he's touching you, he's painting that story. And they love it when you talk. The talk totally stimulates more than just his ears. What kind of talk? Dirty, praising. You know, instructive is a great start to begin with, but there's something more than that with your words, and it's the way you say it. Because now it's not so much, do you like that, baby? That's not what it is. It's not the fact that you're asking him, did he like it, but it's the way you said it. It's the breathiness to your voice, your tone, that sends him to a whole nother place. So, you know, remember that a woman's words can make a guy feel potent, viral. I mean, by the time you're done talking to him, he can feel like a Roman gladiator, you know. You can also make him feel like he's a suburban banker. You know, it's all about what you're going to talk, how you're going to talk to him, what you're going to talk about, and what you're going to say. So now we're going to move off those tips, ladies, and now we're going to go into another area. And that area is going to be, I have a few things that I'm going to share with the gentlemen. And I want to make sure, James, I'm going to need your input on this, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
One of the key things that women do not like when they're with their man is the fact that he is not cleaning himself properly.
Mm.
Fellas, on the for real side, if you want my mouth around your penis, I do not want to smell anything a couple inches away because you haven't cleaned properly. And I don't
you
want
know,
to take...
You know, while you say that, you know, I just want to say, speaking on behalf of clean men across the world and all the clean men that are listening, I like to shower before we even get started. I like for her to shower as well. I mean, that way, you know, there's nothing holding us back. You know what I mean?
And I get that, but you know what? You can't always do that. But fellas, she doesn't keep the wet ones by the commode just for her to use. You know, those little flushable little things that come in the little packet that by the toilet, that's for you to clean up. And that includes around the head. Because I don't want the first thing in my mouth to taste like urine. I'm not into that. That's not my thing. So really, you know, just go in the bathroom. If you've got to just clean from, you know, tip to bum, all right? So that's, you know, literally clean your ass until you know it's totally clean and totally clean your penis under your nuts. If you're hairy, then use soap and water because that hair is musty and is enough to make a woman cringe. And if you wonder why she's not opening up, saying I, and saying, hey, I can take this, if she's not doing that, that would be something you might want to consider and look at. I mean, personally, I like to have a man where it's shaved. It's clean. Because I can honestly tell you, I will go ahead and the guy that I'm intimate with, I can promise you, he has no worries and no complaints in that area because at any given time, I know exactly how clean he is and no issues. So one thing, cleanliness, fellas. Now, another thing. Seriously, do you really want to ejaculate on my face, in my hair, in my eyeball? Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right.
That's not,
sexy. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's not sexy.
But,
it's sexy in a porn clip.
But you've always said on the show that, you know, sex is defined by the actual person. Some people like certain things. And if you as a man like it, your partner should like it too, right?
Well, no. Okay, the key to any relationship, and I'm saying relationship, I'm not talking about a booty call. If it's a booty call and that's what you want to do and she's down for it, you know what? Go ahead. Come all over. All right? Go ahead. Do it. But on the real side, you're in a relationship. Unless you know for a fact that your woman likes it and she thinks it's sexy and she's into that, then fellas, don't do it. Because the truth is, it's just messy. And I know
That's the whole point.
Women who wear false eyelashes is not looking to have her eyelash falling halfway off her eye because she got a clump of cum stuck on it. Okay? That's not sexy. Okay?
That's not my problem.
Well, here's the thing. If you like it and she likes it, then you should go for it. If you know it's not something that she's into, then you shouldn't be doing it. And speaking of that, you know, on an average, giving a man a blowjob can be a beautiful, wonderful thing, okay? But taking her head and pushing her head down is not necessarily the way to do it, okay? Because women don't like it.
But again, if you like to be dominant and she likes for you to be dominant, then that's okay, right? I mean, we're talking about...
In that instance, and that's what I'm saying, only in that instance, but I can pretty much guarantee you statistically that 75% of the women... That to them is not something that they want. They don't want you pushing their head down. They don't want you trying to make them do it. What they do want, I'm telling you, it's true. You know,
I think 75% of women may, you know, initially mentally feel like, no, I don't want nobody doing that. But until they do it, it's like, you know, once the man kind of surprises them and do it, it's kind of like, he's taking control. He's being dominant. I'm a roll with that.
Yeah, there's some other ways he can take control, and that's not one of them. You know, that's not one of them. Because here's the thing. You know what? I know women that their number one thing is to have oral sex and to give their man oral sex. But the minute that man pushes his head down or he calls himself trying to jab himself into her esophagus,
you don't know if you don't like it till you try it. So,
well, but here's the thing: a woman that literally is oral with a man, for the most part, she's doing it to please him, and to him, that might be her submission, but to her, that's power.
Mm.
I mean, seriously. He will call out your name and forget your own. Swallowing the sweetness of his manhood, he will call out my name. Hello? You know, literally, if you ask a man if his woman swallows, and he says, oh, no, that's not going to happen. She's pinching his tip. Moving her face to the side, you know, next thing I know, there's something up in the air. We don't even know where it landed, okay? And then you say, she's going to swallow. Look, if you don't put your hands on her head and she swallows, literally, you would think he's having a seizure. Okay? And... I mean, I can honestly say that's going to be much more enjoyable. Much more enjoyable. You know? And you the part that I find to be so funny is, for example, chat rabbit sex. Okay. That's good for literally for a few minutes. But if you're doing that through the whole, literally the whole encounter, okay, yeah, we got to do something else. Or forgetting or skipping the foreplay. You know, it's one thing if you're doing a neuter or it's, a five-minute, we're going to catch this real quick. That's one thing. But it's a whole different thing if you're literally spending the time and that's the only thing that's happening. That jackrabbit thing, you know. I mean, we've got that. We have that. All we have to do is put batteries in it. We got that, you know. Now, another thing is is casually trying to have anal sex without asking and without the lube. You know, fellas, it doesn't just slip right in.
That's a no-no.
And it didn't just slip in. And you can't pretend like it was accidental. Okay. It's not, oh, that was an accident. Really? Because if you think she really fell for that, then let me just tell you, she didn't. And she didn't fall for it. It didn't work. It's not going to happen like that. It's not quite that simple. You know, and another one is literally putting all of your body weight on her. All of your body weight. I mean, fellas, you have no idea how much your muscle weighs. Your frame is totally different. And I don't care if your woman is 400 pounds. If you're laying on top of her and you've released your entire body weight on her, she's having trouble even breathing, let alone trying to stay excited. And one more thing, pulling a fast one. You know, pulling that real fast one where she really believes we're going to have a nice romantic, you know, it's going to be wonderful, we're spending time together, and then all of a sudden there's no foreplay, there's no intimacy whatsoever, no kissing, no nothing, you just stick it in, and then all of a sudden you're done. Yeah. Don't complain. If she disappears for a while, you're trying to figure out where she's at. And I can guarantee you that sound you hear is not the dryer running. Okay? Not the dryer. It's something else altogether. So, James, you have some things that that men really don't like. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have made my list, and we'll take a break and come back and jump right into it.
We are going to take a break, so I want to thank you for listening. I want you to stay tuned. We're only going to be gone a couple of moments, so don't go away because Two Sex Talks will be right back.
Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network, realfansportsnetwork.com.
And we're back. Every day, hundreds of homeowners face challenges with their homes. Relocation, costly repairs, divorce, probate, and foreclosures. If you find yourself facing situations such as vacant house, divorce, bad tenants, behind on payments, need repairs, no equity, estate sale, facing foreclosure, do not panic. Don't make any hasty decisions because help is here. Call Valiant Property Group at 972-643-VEG1. That's 972-643-8741. And one of our consultants will be happy to assist you. Or email us at info@valiantpropertygroup.com. That's info@valiantpropertygroup.com. All consultations are completely confidential and at no cost to you. All right. Thank you so much for staying with us. We've got so much more to do. And James, you have a list, and that list is what men do not like.
Yes.
What they don't want women to do. And you literally created a list.
I sure did.
All right.
Because, you know, someone's got to speak up for the fellas. And before I get into my list, Lady G, I want to go ahead and acknowledge some people that are listening. We have a couple of people internationally, a couple of people in France and also Brazil that are listening to us right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you tune in every Saturday. And, of course, you guys can put your questions and comments in the chat room because we'll have our chat room segment before the end of the show. So are you ready for my top five list?
I would love to say bonjour to everybody in France. Bonjour, France. We love you. All right. So definitely, you know, I wanna say anybody, any comments, please send your questions. I love to hear them. I love to answer them. And I can guarantee you that we'll get you taken care of. All right,
absolutely.
So now we want to hear the list.
All right.
I can't stand it. You got to share the list.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, let me just give you a little background on the list. So I knew we were going to do this about, you know, this have this show tonight. So I had a list, and I wrote a lot of things in the list. So I narrowed it down to, I think, five of the most common things. And I couldn't put them in order. That was the thing. I couldn't put them in, like, a top five. Because I think individually each man goes through something that's going to be his number one deal based on his relationship or his partner or whatever. So I just got five things. I don't have a top five. It's just purely five things. I think the most common things that men dislike. So
okay.
Let's start with the first.
I'm
the first
one. You know, I'm going to have a comment, though, after each one, right?
I know you are. I wouldn't expect anything less from Lady G. Because you're the expert, and I'm just a lonely producer, so what I know. okay, so one of the top five, okay? I don't like, you know, I think men don't like when women, and this is probably the most common, the most cliched, the most stereotypical one, and that's when a woman has a headache. You know, you come home from a hard day's of work, you come home, you feel a romantic, you've been thinking about it all day, you stop and get a little something, you know, some brown liquor to drink at home, you get home, you pour up a nice glass, you get ready to pour up a glass, you guys have been talking about it, you know, texting back and forth and shooting little messages, you know, inside jokes to each other on Facebook, you get home, you pour up a glass, you have a glass, you start sipping. And then the magical headache sets in, right? They got a headache.
Okay.
They always don't want to do anything. And I think that's a big one that a lot of men are faced with.
Well, and let me just say this. Fellas, if you're faced with that, I am so sorry for you, because I can honestly tell you I have never, ever said that I have a headache. Okay? First of all, I know where the Tylenol is. Second of all, I know from experience that not just one orgasm, because I'm one of those women that's fortunate enough in saying that my lover gives me multiple orgasms every time. So if I have five, I feel cheated. And my average, I would say, amount of orgasms can range anywhere from, you know, 10 to 15 orgasms. And I know for a fact that every time I have an orgasm, whatever it is I was feeling, I'm not feeling that anymore. The headache is gone. I have 103 temperature. Once we're done and I go to sleep and wake up, I'm at 100%. And I didn't take any NyQuil. I didn't take any, you know, cold medication. All I did was take my man. And I felt 100%. So I can honestly say that if your woman is saying she's got a headache or she doesn't feel like it, then it's up to you to put her in the mood. It's up to you to do that one thing that can get her going. It could be rubbing her feet. It could be rubbing her legs. It could be the littlest thing. But whatever it is, you need to know what her button is and when to push her button, because that button is when it says it's on. If the button is turned off, she got a headache, she doesn't feel like it, she's not in the mood, then put her in the mood. Because, again, relationships are about compromise. And if she knows that it's something that you've been looking forward to and you really want, then you're also going to make her want you at the same time. And once you hit the on button, you don't have to worry about it anymore, because it's on. So, ladies, think about it, keep it in mind, and remember, because see, it's you. It's not, he can be with anybody at any given time. You can go in the bathroom, close the door, and please yourself. Although there are some men out there that say that's not a possibility, that they don't even touch it. You know, they'll never do that to themselves. And if that's the case, no, there are some men that just don't.
That's not true. There's no man that's never touched himself. I'm sorry. He may not do it now, but I guarantee you, every man has done it. Every man has done it in some form or some fashion. Every man has done it. If any man says that, they're complete lying ladies, you should run away.
Okay, so now, fellas, I need to hear from you. You've got to go in the chat room. You've got to let me know. Is James correct? Is he telling me the truth that every man has done it, or are there some of you out there that have never, you've never pleased yourself, you've never jackpot, you've never, you know, slapped the salami? I mean, seriously, I need to know this, because this is something that is really, really, it's saying to me, I don't know. But I can say right now, ladies, you know that if he wants you, he wants you. And it depends what you give and how long it's going to last. But when you really break it down, your headache's going to be gone. I can promise you that. And you can take that to the doctor. Okay, what else you got? What else you got?
All right, so the other one is, and we kind of touched on your earlier list of what you were saying earlier, but we hate it when she just completely stops with the oral sex, like right when we're getting ready, right when we start to feel a little sensation, it just automatically just stops. And they just get up and they look at you, and I'm like, wait, I'm close. And I just hold on for a second. Don't get too tired over here. I think a lot of men suffer from that.
Okay, so now let me say this. The only way that you can teach your woman how that feels is when you know at the moment that you're going down on her and she's getting ready to have an orgasm and you know it's right there. Stop. Stop. And then look at her and say, okay. And have her say, wait, what? And say to her, this is exactly how I feel when you do this to me. You know, I've said this before. You know, ladies, the truth is, you know, I've had a few people that have said, oh, no, that's, you know, it's much more than that. But the truth is, it's not. It might be two tablespoons max. And that's the guy who, that's a load, okay? It's not like he's got that much semen or sperm in him because it's still fluid, okay? And I got to tell you, what you see a lot of times on pornos, yeah, I mean, lady, does your guy have 14 inches? Because if he does, then God bless him. And God bless you for putting a hand in it. But what you see in a porno is not necessarily, I mean, and I've said this before, you know, it's kind of like women who say that they squirt across the room. Yeah, no, they don't. They don't. That's not happening. That is so not real, okay? And although women, a lot of us are squirters and you don't even know it because that wet spot, I've said this before, that wet spot is actually not, most likely not him. It's actually probably you. You know, when you wonder why it's so wet down there, it's not because he's slobbering while he went down on you, but it's because you done gushed, squirted, and came all over him. You know, when you look at it and you say, oh, my gosh, that was a lot. Well, the thing is, ladies, a lot of that that's up there is still you. Part of that is your ocean, okay? That's your salt water coming out, not even. Because you will find, ladies, because of the way that a man ejaculates, you will find that you'll have excess the following day. That's him. But everything that comes rushing out of you right off the bat, yeah, that's a combination, and a lot of that, ladies, is you. So let me just say, stopping is not the way to your man's heart. Finish it, you know, and if he's in your throat, the truth of the matter is all you got to do is swallow because you're not going to taste anything because there's nothing for you to taste. It's not like it's on your tongue where your taste buds are, but it's literally in your throat, and all you do is swallow. And if you know what you're doing and you practice so that you do know what you're doing, you will never even know it. You know, you'll feel when your body clenches up and it appears like he's having a spasm, and then all of a sudden everything goes limp and he's just laying there and he can't move, you know it's over. He's complete. He's complete. So you have to be in tune with this. You have to look at that. You have to feel his body just like he has to feel yours. So, ladies, I'm telling you now, don't stop. Don't pitch the chip. Don't grab a Kleenex and do all that. Now, if you want to carry it in your mouth and then spit it out, that's up to you. But I can tell you, that's just not, I want to be done with it. and you will taste it if you're holding it in your mouth. You swallow it, you won't even know it happened. It's done. All right, what we got next?
That was a good one. The next one is on my list of five things. The next one is kind of along the same lines, but I think a little bit different. I'll explain it different. And that's when, you know, they get tired during sex. Like, for whatever reason, you know, the woman may get tired of being on top. She may get tired and want to switch her positions or get too tired to walk into the kitchen or to the living room. I think some men, not all, you know, I'm not even speaking for myself, suffer from a lazy partner, put it like that. They want them to do all the work, be on top, getting the workout, and don't want to work out themselves.
And you know what? I can't understand this. I know exactly what you're talking about, but at the same time, it's the man that makes the woman move. If she's truly enjoying herself, whether she's moving her hips, whether she's moving her body, you know, when you're together, if it's the way that she moves her body, you know, and let me also say this, and I've said this before too, fellas, not every time do we want it to be a marathon. We don't want it to be bim, bam, thank you, ma'am, but we don't want it to be a marathon every single time. You know, there, I mean, I can honestly tell you, yeah, after 2 hours, sure, yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, but what if you're not done, though?
Huh?
What if you're not done? I mean,
in the same token, then there's something that's missing. So, what's missing? Now, here's the thing. You're not done. I get all that. But, you know what? If a woman wants to take it from a man, she can. She can do just that. She can take it. And that's exactly what it is. It is a woman taking it. And I'll give you an example. You know what, ladies? If you're tired and you've already had, you know, your 3, 4, 5, 7 orgasms and you're exhausted and you feel sick, then guess what? He's not done. You got to open up, say, I swallow it. Because that's going to take it. And then you don't have that issue. Now, the other thing is that you might be in your stride as a man, but at the same time, there are other things that need to keep her going as well. And that's remembering, instead of you keeping your stride, you're concentrating and focusing on your movement. You also need to be sure that you're touching her in other places, that you're satisfying her at the same time. Because first of all, it's going to get you off even more, because now, while you're both moving, molding, bending, grinding, pumping together, whether you have your hands on her breast and you've got a boob in your mouth, or you're grabbing her butt and you're holding her and pulling yourself into her, you know, even if it means tilting her in a particular way. And I'll give you an example. You know, when a woman throws her head over the side of the bed, literally, it makes her orgasm even more explosive. That something that simple could actually make it more explosive for her. You know, if it's the way that she's clenching her legs or it's the way that you're climbing up on her, you know, you're changing your movement. One of the things is, if you're incorporating a couple of other things that you know will also please her, it's going to please you, because the more you hear her being satisfied, the more turned on and the more into it you're getting. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
So if you're doing the same position and you're doing the same thing, then it is time for you to switch it up. But it's the way you switch it up. It's not so much, you know, men have a tendency to say, you know, stand up, bend over, let me put the pillow here. Okay? That's wonderful, but, you know, kind of guide me into it, you know, kind of, you know, ease off and ease into it, and then let's work into the position together. Because in doing that, there's something that's still tender and loving about it, and not just mechanical, not just animalistic. And don't get me wrong, I like all three, because I think a man and a woman should start off by making love, and that's foreplay, and that's kissing, and that's caressing, and that's touching and rubbing, because all those nerve endings in that woman's body are now on fire. So she is not only red, juicy, and ready for you, but she's anticipating it. But at the same time, don't tease her too long. Okay, because then the momentum is going to get lost. Some things are too long. Listen to her breath. Listen to the rhythm of her breathing. If she's really into it, then that's really what you need to do. Okay? The other thing is next moment you've gone through making love and now you're getting a little bit more into having sex, because now you're getting into the repetition, the movement. And then you hit that crucial point where you're actually fucking. You've got that animalistic, you know, and her to turn on. For him, it's to turn on. You're getting hot. You're sweating. My hair's in my face, you know. All of that, okay? And, you know, the bodies are no longer two bodies, but they're one body. They're one being. It's intense. But let me just say this. Fellas, when you're done and you finish, there's something about you kind of pausing for a moment. It's not so much the cuddle as the contact. Because when you just up and get up, and now you're on the other side of the bed, it's almost being abandoned. Even though you have pleasured her and pleased her, you know, make sure you leave your hand on her. You're touching her in some kind of way. You're letting her know that you know she's still there. She's still there next to you. Not that you just, you know, came and it's over. Well, I've ejaculated and now I'm loyal. You know, that's not what she's feeling. But if you let her know you're still there and you've got a hand on her somewhere, you're touching her, you're letting her know that you didn't just, you know, release and you're done. You know, let her know that you know she's still with you. She's still in the room, you know, that you did it together. And these are things that should also be discussed and talked about. You know, you should be able to say the next day, you should be able to text your woman and say what you like. Because that encouragement for her is a turn on. It's sexy. Because you let her know she's done something to hit your spot. Just like you would like the same thing from her. I mean, seriously, the day after. Now, James, tell me, seriously, the day after. Don't you think it's sexy when she says, ooh, that was so good when you did it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about it now.
Any kind of day after, an hour after, a week after, no matter.
There you go. So I'm just saying, if it goes both ways, if she's tired and she's exhausted, then it's up to you to get her back into the race.
All right, so we only got maybe 5 minutes left, so I'm going to give you my best one right here. And this is something that I can't say that all men face or dislike, but I know there's a lot of people out there when I say this going to be like, preach, preach, brother. So, okay, so here we go.
Okay.
All right, so one of the things that men do not like of these five reasons I have is when, you know, everyone gets ready, you know, you get prepared for the night, you know it's about to go down, we've all settled on that, you go take a good shower, you get in the bed, you wait on her, she goes and takes a shower and gets ready, but yet she comes out a different person. You know, when a woman comes out and she's taking out her weave, or she has a hair cap on, all right, that is a deal breaker, okay? I want to see the way you look before you went in the bathroom. Don't take out any hair, and don't put on a hair cap, okay? Do not put on a hair cap. It's just, it's a big turnoff.
Okay. Now, let me just say that You are totally correct. And you know what? I'll put that in a category that you're right. A man does not want her putting on that plastic cap or that satin cap on her head.
Right.
Because you're ready for it.
All of a sudden the hair gets shorter. It's like, wait a minute, you went in with the picture of what I wanted to see. Now you come out, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I don't like that.
And I really can totally understand that, and I'll tell you why. And I honestly do believe that first of all, it is somewhat of a culture thing, okay? Part of that is a culture thing, right? The other part of that, though, is if you're not telling her that, if you're not saying to her before she goes to clean up and do whatever, the day that you go in that bathroom, I want to see you come out that way. That's that. This look right now has got me eyes ready and turned on. So do not come out as the evil twin, okay? So I can tell
you.
You
know, right?
Let me tell you, I have girlfriends who have, you know, come and spent the night or whatever, and they went in the bathroom one way and came out, and I'm like, ooh, wait a minute, what happened? Who are you? Okay, now, in that, you know, it's really about, remember what I said about the wipe up and clean it up? Literally, taking a shower is great, but Every single time beforehand, no. You should be doing it, cleaning up, getting yourself together, and come out sexy, smelling, not overpowering, just softly scented, where when he smells you, and he smells a little bit of field of flowers. Oh, my goodness. You know, I got to tell you, James, those are some pretty awesome things that guys don't like. And we want to hear more from you. We want you to listen to us next week. Remember, we're on Saturdays, 8 to 9 Central Standard Time. Please tell your friends. Make sure that you go ahead and you sign up for us on iTunes. You know, we want you to be part of our group. We want you to tell everybody you know to call us, to join the chat room, to send us an email. TrueSexTalk@gmail.com. Visit the website, TrueSexTalk.com. I'm Lady G, and as always, my philosophy is simple. Whether you do you, him, or her, do it well, but do it. I want to thank everyone for listening to me. Look forward to seeing you next week. And until next week, love, peace, and lots of sex. Good night, everyone.
Tell your fingers, don't do it.